Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
So My Broadband has been reporting on such an interesting story. Gamed is dipping its toes into the metaverse for Black Friday, giving away 70,000 rands worth of vouchers. But how does this all work? Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, Howard. I'm well. How are you?
I am well as well. Thank you. So it's interesting. Before we even start this conversation, one of our listeners says, good morning. Shouldn't Game focus rather on servicing clients before dipping itself into the metaverse? It sounds like it's kind of missing the point. So give us the context here.
Yeah. So firstly, Game's back is against the wall. It really has to try and be creative to avoid the whole business shutting down. So Walmart, which owns a large chunk of Massmart and is looking at buying out the whole of Massmart, has really been trying to figure out how to turn the business around. So in that backdrop, what they've done here is honestly, like, it depends on how much money they spent, but so far it is the best sort of foray into the metaverse that I've seen from South African companies, because and people must understand, I say this as someone who is actually quite bullish about blockchain technology.
Mm-hmm.
I'm optimistic about it, I should say.
Right.
You know, I know that there's trade-offs and there's pitfalls, but Game's attempt here doesn't try to shoehorn the blockchain in at all.
Okay.
What they've done is actually built a game in Roblox, which is a platform for players to make games for one another. It's essentially like a Lego kit for developing video games.
Wow.
And the question though is, Roblox's audience is a tween and teen audience, which is not exactly games.
Well, I was just going to say, as a potential somebody who falls probably within the game catchment, intended catchment area, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And that's because, I mean, like, Roblox is not something that is on either of our radars, not really. I mean, it's on mine for different reasons, which we don't really have time to get into, but the... it's exactly that. This, it feels kind of like, you know, we have to do something in the metaverse because everybody else is doing something in the metaverse. And so, let's do this thing, even though, you know, our target market is definitely not there. The conditions of the competition, they're going to be running like competitions and an Easter egg hunt and stuff, a treasure hunt, I should say. It's not Easter. And, you know, you have to be over 13 to claim vouchers. So tweens and teens will be able to claim some of these vouchers and potentially spend them at Game. But whether that will mean, you know, the foot traffic that Game needs this Black Friday to make sure that they keep their doors open, that's an entirely different story. I'm unconvinced by this marketing strategy, but it's certainly better than some of the other metaverse plays I've seen in South Africa, which has just been downright disappointing.
So what other plays are you seeing in the space?
In particular, Nedbank and MTN, to name names, they partnered with a company called Africa Rare, which is the brainchild of a digital agency called Man Made Media,
mm-hmm.
which has a relationship with these two companies. So it has a thing called Ubuntu Land, and, you know, it feels like these companies have fallen hook, line, and sinker for a promise of something rather than the thing itself. Like, if I were to compare, for example, Ubuntu Land's graphics to Roblox's, you know, Roblox is just fundamentally better. So, like, you know, they've built their own, the Ubuntu Land has built its own little 3D zones, but, you know, it promises this world, a digital world, a metaverse, right, that you will be able to walk through. and go and see the MTN stand and the Nedbank stand, and there's an advertising agency, M&T Saatchi, involved as well. And, you know, you'll be able to interact with these brands in this world, but it's not a seamless world. It's difficult to explain unless people have experienced what an open world video game feels like. And how it plays, you know. But the thing is, these metaverses are going up against not just Roblox, but Grand Theft Auto and The Witcher. You know, games have been doing this for years and brilliantly. And so, you know, when you jump into Ubuntu land, and the way to move from one zone to the other is effectively to click a link that then opens up a separate browser tab.
Oh goodness. Oh goodness.
And then loads the 3D world.
That sounds very 2000, yeah, doesn't it? Sure.
Yeah. So it's like this, and on top of that, you know, they've got these NFTs that you can buy. You can buy this virtual land in Ubuntu land, but the NFTs are not actually connected to the world at all at the moment. And, you know, in a platform like Roblox, you already have a set of tools with which to build in the world. And so, I mean, this is technology that dates back decades. We had this in Second Life, where, you know, you had essentially a 3D world that gives you a set of tools with which to construct your own things within that world. And Ubuntu Land doesn't do that. You buy your NFT and then they must build things for you, or I don't actually even know how it works, but the bottom line is there's no actual tooling to do things, and there doesn't seem to be any connection with the actual blockchain that Ubuntu Land says it runs on. You can jump into these Ubuntu Land zones without connecting what they call a Web3 wallet at all to interact with it. And so what's the point of the NFTs and the blockchain if, you know, you're not going to be using that functionality at all? So yeah, that's why I say, you know, looking at what games done here, you know, this is, at least to my mind, a far more sensible way to go about it. Use at least a proven platform like Roblox with an audience of 200 million people. Yes, they're teens and tweens, but at least there's an audience there, you know, rather than spending hundreds of thousands of rands, which, you know, by our calculations, MTN and Nedbank have done, for something where there's no audience yet. So
it's absolutely bizarre to me. Without being negative, yeah, they're not going to make a go of this because they've forgotten about the customer. And it sounds to me like a lot of these places and environments that you've described to me sounds like ego. It sounds like it's all about them and how cool they want to be, but they're actually forgetting that there's a customer on the other side of this.
That's, Howard, I could not have said it better myself. That's exactly what's wrong here, is like you think that you're going to just put up like advertising boards and booths and people are just going to flock to you. That's not how it works.
No, you want them to, but that's not how it works.
Yeah, the way the internet has always worked is you have to provide something of value to an audience, so they come there for the thing of value, and then you can advertise to them if you want to make the platform available for free and so that it can sustain itself, right? You don't build the advertising features first.
And then exactly.
People are going to come to you to watch ads. That's not how it works.
Yeah, absolutely fascinating. Roland says you're making this millennial feel like a boomer. Absolutely no idea what you're talking about. And that's the point, Roland, is you need to know. And if it's not being communicated in a way that makes it accessible, well, then it absolutely isn't. It they haven't got it right. And that's what I believe. But it'll be interesting to see Jan Vermeulen, editor at My Broadband, talking about GameStore introducing a metaverse. So what does this mean? Are we going to be seeing more stores doing this? Well, it'll be interesting to find out.